brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
M'Shays is the Madison-based indie pop band formed by singer-songwriter Meggie Shays. From solo artist to duo, now a full band, M'Shays will be releasing a new record on April 5th at the Crystal Corner in Madison. Here tonight to talk about the band, show, and record is Meggie Shays. Meggie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight.
It's great to see you. Sorry about screwing up your song.
Don't worry about
it. It's not my fault. It's this thing's fault. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Meggie, tell us a little bit about yourself and your evolution from solo artist to a duo to now having a full band.
Oh, my. Oh, my. It's been so exciting. Yeah, I write all these songs in my head on my piano or guitar or whatever, and always wanted it to be a band thing. And Sean Pierce, my drummer, was like, hey, if you ever need a drummer. And I'm like, okay, I don't know you, but sure. And that was just a match made in heaven. And so it's been us ever since. And
that was the duo, right?
That was the duo.
Just piano and drums?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Well, we never really played as a duo, but we're kind of the center of it. And we've had like many people kind of play with us. So.
Wow. And how did you get started in music?
I grew up taking classical piano lessons, so that was the
parents
start.
You're taking piano lessons. Did they give you a choice, or where did you choose piano?
It was half choice, half force. It was ebbs and flows of both, I would say.
Now, did you love it then, or rebel?
I mean, they tried to give me braces and I ripped them out of my mouth. So
what?
I was a rebellious one for sure.
And you come from a pretty musical family too.
We come from a musical lineage. Yes. Yeah. All the way from Scotland.
So what do your brothers, did they take classical, piano lessons as well?
You know, they
didn't. Or did they get to like start out in guitar or what?
Yeah, Elliot was put in the guitar lessons. He loved it. You know, as soon as, well, I won't make the stories too long. Noah kind of became just like a wizard and he didn't really get into it till later. And then just kind of anything he kind of picks up, he can master. It's not really
a computer guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's also a really good musician. Wow. Talented. So. Well, I'm going to cry now.
Now, well, tell us about your band. You told us about the drummer. You gave the drummer some. Let's hear about the rest of the band.
The rest of the band? Well, I'll tell you. So at the Crystal Corner on April 5th, Eddie Davis, Educational Davis, he's going to be playing guitar. Woo! Yeah, he's on a bunch of the tracks on the album. Grant Blaschka's playing a bunch of bass parts on the album. We got Lukey P's gonna do like a cameo. That's pretty much it. Claire Canapel's gonna play bass at the show. So
nice.
Yeah.
Now, before we talk about the show and the new album, you are up for 5 Madison Area Music Association Awards for being a musician, but also as an audio engineer. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel like I got a lot to live up to now.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow, thanks.
Making me work harder.
No, it's great. It's really an honor and it's exciting. I'm happy about it.
Do you like supporting the mamas? I mean, the mission behind the mamas?
Music for kids.
Where you work, sure. Audio for the Arts, you all do a lot for the community.
Yeah, it's definitely a great cause and I'm super happy to be part of it.
Tell us about being an audio engineer.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's great. It's really fun. It's fun to just work with so many different artists and people and, you know, get a different side of the music, kind of see it from different ways. I'm really more of a music appreciator than I am, you know. I can't like just do everything. So it's good to just appreciate it and be there to help other artists do what they need to do and make them sound better.
Well, tell us about your new album. And did you record and produce this record as well?
I sure did lots of doing that. Yeah. the recording, we share a lot of the recording amongst myself and Sean and Eddie Davis will record some of his own stuff. We'll get into audio for the arts after hours and work in there. My friend Josh Alley, who works at Second Sound Street Studio, I think that's what it's called, out of Mount Horeb, out of like an old cheese factory where we do a lot of the vocal recording.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty fun.
Cheese is good acoustics, right?
Yeah.
That's so great. Cheesy.
Aged. It's aged.
Is it harder? Was it harder for you to engineer your own music versus somebody else's music?
In some ways, it's easier because, you know, I don't have to live up to anyone else's standards. Right. But
Do you?
I usually have somebody helping me with it. I don't really do a lot of it by myself.
Do you find yourself being overcritical sometimes of what you're doing and what you're trying to get to?
Yeah. I mean, for like the mixing, I'm passing it off to somebody else. Yeah. I don't want to hear myself too much.
Right.
Golly gee.
Well, tell us about the release party. It's happening Saturday, April 5th at the Crystal Corner in Madison. It's, 8 p.m. There's some opening bands. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, it's at 8 p.m. on April 5th with the Moss Men and the Meliorists, and there's going to be a DJ spinning, and we're going to bring the house down one step at a time. Yeah.
I love playing at the Crystal Corner. It's such a tall stage. You're really out hanging over the audience.
With a glass trophy case to your back.
Yes. Yeah, do not slip backwards.
It's very dangerous.
How do we keep up with you and your band, M. Shea is Online?
Well, the website's down right now, but we got a Bandcamp. That's going to be the first place the album probably is going to be on the release day, to be honest.
Bandcamp. Find M. Shea's on Bandcamp. Maggie Shays, thank you so much for coming into our studio chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it. We're going to hear a brand new song you have. It's called Fog. Tell us about this song before we hear it.
Fog. This is the second generation of Fog. There's other versions on Bandcamp, but this one's way better.
Oh, really? Why?
Listen to this one.
Is it about a fog?
Because I'm more old and mature and I've learned so much and I can sing better and I have like all these mama nominations for it, so believe what I say.
All right, what's it about? Wisconsin weather, fog.
It's more of like a eternal sunshine of the spotless fog mind type vibes.
I see. All right, this is Fog.
I'm praying this is gonna work here. It's gotta work. It's Max Inc. Radio. M. Shays.
Every single